In the race for governor, Democrat Martha Coakley got a boost today from former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. The visit by the Democratic Party's most high-profile woman comes as a new Boston Globe poll shows Coakley's support among women slipping. She held a double-digit lead with women over Republican Charlie Baker throughout the fall, but now that gender gap has shrunk to 4 points. WBUR's Asma Khalid has our story.
Martha Coakley has tried to woo women throughout this campaign, but never so blatantly.
My dad once gave me a plaque when I graduated from law school that said, sometimes the best man for the job is a woman. We know that's true.
Coakley was introduced by Senator Elizabeth Warren, followed by Hillary Clinton. Today's message was choreographed with a clear narrative. According to the Coakley camp, this election is about women's issues, and Coakley is the woman to do the job. It was perhaps the most explicit messaging catered to women we've seen from Coakley in this campaign. There was the music, the one-liners.
Mom, it is time. We have a governor we can introduce as Her Excellency.
And then, of course, there was Hillary Clinton.
Isn't it amazing that we're still debating whether women deserve equal pay for equal work?
Clinton praised Coakley's support for equal pay, early childhood education, and earned sick time. All issues that she says affect women disproportionately.
The other thing about Martha is not only what she will do, but what she will never do. She'll never waffle on a woman's right to make her own reproductive health care decision.
The crowd in a Boston hotel room erupted into applause, even though reproductive rights are essentially a non-issue in the Commonwealth. But that doesn't matter here. Clinton was in town to help Coakley energize the base and raise $500,000. She told the crowd about trading grandchild stories backstage with Governor Patrick and Senator Warren.
How do we give the best future we can to every single child? You should not have to be a grandchild of a governor, a senator, a secretary of state, or a president to have the same opportunity that we were given in previous years. That's what this election is about.
Clinton says Coakley is the best candidate to spread that message. But a new Boston Globe poll shows Charlie Baker with a 9-point lead over Coakley. So she's looking for all the firepower she can get. Next week, Vice President Joe Biden is expected to visit Dorchester to help fundraise for her. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Asma Khalid.